All right. So, are you ready to dive deep into the future of rave clothing?
Absolutely, let's go.
Because we're about to explore how technology is like weaving itself into the fabric of the rave scene.
Yeah.
Literally, like into the clothes.
Into the clothes, yeah.
I've been looking over this source material that you gave me.
Right.
And get ready for some seriously mind-blowing innovations. This stuff could totally redefine the way we experience raves.
It really could. It's so fascinating to see how technology is changing things, like pushing the boundaries of self-expression in rave culture. You know, we're not just talking about clothes anymore. We're talking about wearable tech.
Right.
That's becoming like an integral part of the whole experience.
So you mentioned wearable tech and rave wear, this fusion of technology and rave wear.
Yeah.
I'm curious, like, what sparked this whole movement? Was there like a particular event or a technological breakthrough that really kicked things off?
Well, I mean, rave culture has always been about pushing boundaries, right?
Right.
Both in the music and the fashion. And, you know, the DIY ethos of the early rave scene, like way back when, really encouraged people to experiment.
Yeah.
And as technology became more accessible, it was only natural for it to, you know, make its way onto the dance floor. I mean, early examples, you think about like LED gloves, glow sticks. I mean, that really paved the way for more sophisticated integrations, you know?
Yeah, so it's like an evolution of those early light shows.
It is.
We all know them.
Yeah.
We love them, but like on a whole nother level now.
Right.
And the source material that we have mentions LED lights being woven directly into fabrics.
Wow.
So I'm picturing like a sea of people at a rave, and everybody's clothes are like synced up with the music, creating like this collective visual spectacle.
Exactly. And it goes beyond just visuals too. Like imagine clothing that responds to your body heat.
Whoa.
Changes color or patterns as you move on the dance floor.
Oh my.
This kind of interactive clothing, it could even connect to the DJ's set, you know?
Yeah.
Allowing your outfit to pulse with the beat. Literally.
That sounds visually like
amazing.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
But I do wonder about the practicality.
Yeah, yeah.
Will these clothes be comfortable enough to like actually dance in for hours?
Yeah.
And then what about the cost?
Uh-huh.
Will this tech be accessible to the average raver, you know?
That's a great question. Those are definitely like key considerations for designers.
Yeah.
Comfort and affordability. And new flexible and breathable materials are being developed to make sure that these tech integrated clothes are comfortable enough to, you know, wear all night.
Oh, okay.
And as for the cost, I mean, like any new technology, it's likely to be expensive at first.
Right.
But as production scales up, we can expect prices to become, you know, more accessible to everybody.
Right. Economies of scale.
Yeah.
So thinking big picture.
Yeah.
Where do you see this whole thing heading?
I think it's pointing toward raves becoming even more immersive, you know?
Yeah.
Even more interactive. This tech has the potential to, like, blur the lines between performer and audience.
Oh, wow.
Making everyone part of the show. But it also raises questions about how technology impacts social interaction.
Mm.
Like, will these innovations bring people closer together?
Mm-hmm.
Or will they kind of create a barrier?
Yeah. That's super interesting. I can see how some people might worry that everyone being kind of lost in their own personalized light show could make raves less about connection and more about like individual spectacle.
Right. It's a valid concern. But on the other hand, imagine like interactive clothing that allows you to visually express your emotions, you know, or like connect with others who share your musical taste.
Yeah.
It could lead to like new forms of communication and connection on the dance floor, you know?
Okay. So it's like a double-edged sword.
It is.
There are potential benefits
and
challenges to consider.
For sure.
But I got to ask, was there anything in the source material about how this technology might address safety concerns at raves?
Absolutely. Light up clothing could definitely improve visibility in crowded, dark environments, which could reduce the risk of accidents, right?
Yeah.
We might even see clothing that incorporates sensors.
Wow.
To detect things like dehydration or overheating.
Oh, wow.
Alerting the wearer or even medical personnel if needed.
That's incredible. So it's like, it's not just about enhancing the experience.
Right.
It's also about making it safer.
Exactly.
What about sustainability?
Yeah.
Did they mention anything about that?
Yeah.
Because you know that's becoming a bigger and bigger conversation in the fashion world.
It is. Sustainability is a major consideration. There's a growing movement towards using recycled materials and developing more energy efficient tech. We're also seeing innovations in biodegradable electronics, which could, you know, help reduce the environmental impact of these clothes at the end of their lifespan.
That makes sense.
Mm.
Wow. So there's just like so much to unpack here.
Yeah.
From the creative possibilities to the ethical considerations to the safety and sustainability. You've given us a lot to think about.
It's a lot.
With all this tech being woven into the fabric of rave culture.
Yeah.
How do you think it will change the way we connect with each other on the dance floor?
That is the question. I don't know. It's going to be fascinating to see how it all plays out.
Yeah. I'm excited to see what happens.
Me too.
All right. Well, thanks for joining me on this deep dive. Until next time.
See ya.
Bye.